Here's a number that might reframe your entire Friday morning. 1 in 3. That's how often humans approved AI agent commands that were actually threats across 40,000 simulated runs. Not 1 in 100, not 1 in 10, 1 in 3. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and this is Intellijix HN Daily for Friday, August 7th, 2026.
And I'm Sarah Chen. That number from the ScaleX research is going to be a through line for a lot of what we discuss today, because it connects to a broader question the Hacker News community has been chewing on all week. As AI gets embedded deeper into the systems we rely on, what does human oversight actually mean in practice? We've got a dense episode ahead.
We do. On the business and policy side, the U.S. government has agreed to pay a German offshore wind company $1.2 billion to walk away from American waters, a story with more political texture than it first appears. New Mexico's court just ordered Meta to pay $567 million over children's mental health harms, which is one of the more significant state-level tech accountability rulings in recent memory. And a YC-backed startup called Proven Metal is promising to deliver circuit boards in days instead of weeks, which sounds incremental until you understand what that means for hardware development cycles.
On the technology front, AMD has made a bold acquisition, buying a startup called Talos that literally etches AI models into silicon, which is a fundamentally different approach to inference than what the rest of the industry is building. OpenAI quietly dropped improvements to GPT-5.6 Sol and expanded Luna access for free users, which tells us something about where the competition is heating up. GitHub Actions and Pages had a significant outage yesterday, and the Hacker News thread on it became a real-time stress diary for developers worldwide. We'll also get into VLLM's architecture, which is essential reading if you care about how high-throughput inference actually works under the hood.
We have a couple of stories today that don't fit neatly into either the tech or business buckets, but are worth your time. Scientists used the NSF Inouye Solar Telescope to observe Kelvin-Helmholtz instability on the surface of the Sun for the first time, something fluid dynamics researchers have theorized about for decades. Bioengineered chewing gum that fights HPV. A Sao Paulo resident who single-handedly converted degraded urban land into a functioning forest. And a deep community discussion about what taste means for engineers in an era when AI can generate competent code on demand.
Before we get into all of that, a quick note for anyone joining us for the first time. We source every story from Hacker News, but we are fully independent. No affiliation with Y Combinator, no sponsorship from Hacker News, no endorsement from the platform. We're just people who read HN obsessively and want to bring these conversations to a wider audience.
And if you're not already on Hacker News yourself, please go check it out at news.combinator.com. The comment threads are where the real thinking happens. Engineers, researchers, founders, they dissect these stories in ways that would take us hours to replicate. We're giving you the highlights, but the community discussion is genuinely where the depth lives.
Let's get into it.